All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Fetish Locator, and we're right in the middle of sex, so let's continue. So what are we doing, deflowering Maria's pussy or fucking Maria's virgin ass?
Pussy, I feel that always smells better usually.
There we go. A lot of sex in this now, right? Definitely changing gears from the first season. Somewhat. I think she's coming! I can feel her orgasm spasm around my cock. Oh fuck, I'm going to come! Cream pie Maria's pussy or come in Amrose's mouth?
Amrose's mouth.
Please give it to me. How does that taste? Delicious. My turn. Amrose is about to come. I gotta see this. Moans. Mm. Oh, hell yes. Wow, that was intense. You're telling me.
That one time, there was a girl soaked my fucking bed. Like, it was rough. The smell was okay. I was just like, man, I got places to be.
Right.
The bed wasn't the only thing. It was me, too.
That was the best fucking experience ever. Really? I could die happy right now. How was it for you, Amrose? If I were a lesbian, I'd never get off of her face. Wow. Yeah. Thank you for this. New character unlocked in the pool. Do you want me to do anything else? Alright. Now she's in the pool. Still don't get the idea of the pool. Do you want me to do anything else?
Yes.
Amrose, there's that other item we talked about. Oh, right, there's someone else you need to serve. If you mean that I should do whatever Grim wants. I know your feelings about that, and you're gonna have to get over them. But that's not what we're talking about right now. Consider this another test of your devotion. Kinda like you did in the coffeehouse bathroom last week. Okay. You're gonna meet someone at a location. I'll text you the details. Seriously? Who? What am I supposed to do? Whatever Grim tells you to do in the next message. Okay. Understood. I'll head out now. Don't forget your coat. Very funny. Do you want pictures this time? I want to see the photos or no thanks?
I want to see the photos.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yes. Please send us both photos. Oh, and Maria? You can use your mouth, but don't let any cocks penetrate your pussy or butthole except for Grimm's. What about... That includes dildos and vibrators, even your own, until I say otherwise. You enjoyed that? This is a lot of fun. I feel important, like your personal secretary. Time to text Terrell, where he'll be able to find Maria. So, what do you think? It's not my usual style, but it is comfortable. Where'd you get it? Huh? Oh, it was just outside the door. You ordered it online or something? Nah, it was just outside. There was a note on it saying it was for you. A note? From who? Who would even know I was here? Or send me a shirt like this? Fetish Locator. I don't know, that's just what the note said. Fetish Locator sent me a shirt to wear and sent it to your house? Apparently. Did you keep the note? No, I threw it in the trash. Did you want me to dig it out?
Nah.
It's weird, but not a big deal. I think it looks good on you. Thanks. I feel like I'm advertising something, but don't know what. Did you want some head before you head out? Well, I'll be damned.
Don't mind if I do.
If there's any women watching this, that's a way to keep your man right there. Do you want some head before you head out, dear?
Well, his response is very non-existent. It's fiction.
Right.
Because I'm like, you never know, something could happen, and I may not get head for a very long time.
Yep.
So, yes, please.
I'd love to, but I gotta meet someone for lunch. What?
Oh, you know they got pizza. Oh, fuck. Out there. Pussy's better than pizza any day.
I'm sure they could wait.
Put some cheese on it.
She's saying I'm sure they could wait.
Nope.
No, that would just piss her off. Oh, you're going to score another fuck. I don't know. Maybe. We could turn out that way. Well then, business first. Get going. All right. Jeez.
Something about redheads.
Approximately 30 minutes later. Oh yeah, that's another thing. Chasing Sunsets, man. Jay's a redhead. With green eyes.
I like green eyes.
Oh, love green eyes.
Very rare, it seems like.
Extremely.
More people with blue eyes than green.
Yep. Guess she's not here yet. Tan skin, green eyes, and red hair. God damn, she is definitely one of the most attractive looking characters in these damn games I've seen so far. I'll just wait then. Fit body, too. Not like that kind of fit.
Hey.
Hello. Hello, Grim.
Yeah.
Yes, who is this? After what you did to me, you don't even remember me?
Hey.
Who are you? Maybe you remember having your way with a certain helpless woman a couple of days back. Oh, I remember.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, Miss, where's the outfit?
Maybe that jogged your mind a little. How did you... Our mutual friend gave me your number. Samia. Anyway, you don't have to worry about anything. As soon as possible, I want you to find me again. Preferably when I'm presiding over a case. Oh, she's a judge. Case? What? How the hell am I supposed to do what? How am I supposed to do that?
What kind of case? Rape. I'm tricking you. Show up at the courthouse.
No. Oh, I'm sure you have your ways. Come find me. I'll be waiting.
Hey.
Guess I'll have to pay the courthouse a visit.
I wonder if this is British, if it's Parliament.
I don't need this right now. I need to focus on Hannah first. It might be. There she is.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Hannah.
Hey.
Sorry it was a little bit late. Traffic. Yeah. It's alright. It wasn't too late. So. Pete? It's nice meeting you again. Same here, Grim. Yes, Pete. I wanted to get something up earlier, but it took a bit to drum up enough confidence, I guess.
Yeah?
Oh, you seem confident enough at the party. So what happened? Password? One worked. Eh, alcohol does that to you. Speaking of which, what should we get?
Okay.
Excuse me. A little too early to get buzzed, I think. I still have to do work today. I still have work to do, sadly. I'll take a cocktail. Coke for me, then. Can you suggest us something good to eat? Today's special seems to be popular. Alright, let's go with that then. Great. So tell me, what have you been up to? We barely got to talk last time. Yes, so? He just bought FL picks, nothing more.
Yeah.
Same old, just recently went to another one of those parties a couple of days back.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. Wasn't feeling too good that day, so I didn't go. Yeah, was kind of hoping that I'd run into you. Nothing? Fuck, maybe he's smarter than I thought. Did you look everywhere? Positive. But I'm pretty sure I ran into your girlfriend there. That was pretty fun. Oh yeah, she told me about that, I think. I'm glad she still remembers what I told her about taking care of herself. I'd be even more worried about her going if not for that. Yeah. You gotta look out for yourself, because no one else will. Okay, whatever then. Give me the password. Give her the password, or don't.
Well, what's the reasoning?
Not sure.
I mean, that was the whole thing of getting the password, but...
Right.
But is he not wanting to betray his roommate or something?
I don't know. Missing vixens. What have you been up to? Nothing super interesting. Is that it? Anything else?
I think I should have saved it, because...
New retention challenge. Fuck 20 girls by Sunday. If failed, cock taken away. Boom, 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 boom. 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 Damn it. Boom. Boom, 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 boom. Alright.
Yes.
Hold on. Okay, whatever. Give me the password. Give her the password. And, okay. What have you been up to? Nothing super interesting. Is that it? Anything else? New retention challenge. Fuck 20 girls by Sunday. A failed cock taken away. Here's your cocktail, ma'am. Here's your Coke, sir. Mm. Thank you. Mm. What's a day in the life of Hannah like? Been running around town seeing if there's anything interesting to write about. Oh, I don't think I've told you, but I'm a journalism major. Oh, she's a journalist. Really? Didn't say how? How many now? Yes, number 4. Yeah. Oh, cool, I'm a business major. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should join forces and create our own news network. Mm-hmm. I'd be down. Please give me a moment. I need to take this call. She didn't get a clue. How can I convince her to fuck? That Blitz challenge, I could trigger it here. Would she go for it? Should I? If Hannah goes for it, that'll be plus 1 fuck for the retention challenge. Fuck, I don't have enough points for that. Sorry. It's alright. I wonder when the food will arrive. I'm starving. Anything else?
I think if you said don't, you'd blackmail her for the password. Possibly. I was thinking about that.
No, I betrayed him enough. What have you been up to? Nothing super interesting. Is that it? Anything else? New retention challenge. Here's your cocktail. Here's your Coke. Thank you.
Retention challenge, anything different?
No. Been running around town to see if there's anything to write about. Don't think... Okay, really? Didn't say how? How many now? Yes, number 4. Ah, cool. I'm a business major. Maybe we should join forces and create our own news network. I'd be down. Please give me a moment. I need to take this call. She didn't get a clue. How can I convince her to fuck? The Blitz challenge. I could trigger it here. Would she go for it? Should I? If Hannah goes for it, that'll be plus 1 fuck for the retention challenge. Fuck, I don't have enough points for that. Sorry. It's alright. Still don't have enough points. I wonder when the food will arrive. I'm starving. Anything else? No. Look, it's finally here. Mmm, smells great. I could eat a moose right about now. So where did you...
Hey.
That was really fun. We should do it again sometime.
Yeah.
We should. Damn, looks like I gotta run. Mm-hmm. It's alright, I get it. Thank you. Don't be a stranger. Hit me up whenever. Oh, you can be sure I will. Damn, she's a good actor. 1 hour later, nothing fucking happened.
The thing I think about is, if he gives her the password, what else is she going to hang around for?
Right.
But,
this is where I'm supposed to be. Let's see how badly this goes. Are you ready for your opening statement? I am, Your Honor. Hold on just a minute. Hold on just a minute, young man. We will take a recess and reconvene tomorrow morning. Young man, I will deal with you immediately. Court is adjourned. Please clear the courtroom. Except for him. Well, at least she didn't have the bailiff cuff me and drag me to jail.
Oh, if I ever saw a judge look like that.
You wanted to see me, Your Honor? You were rather difficult to track down. Samia didn't want to give me your name. Even when I threatened her with 30 days for contempt, she didn't give you up. Samia is in prison? No, she called my bluff and I didn't see the point in punishing her for discretion. I hate to ask, but how'd you find me? Samia isn't the only one who understands discretion. I have a few loyal friends who don't ask questions. That didn't answer my question. Do you perform that sort of roleplay often? Only once in my entire life. What'd you think about it? I was kind of nauseous afterwards, but it was exciting at the same time. I loved it. Excuse me? I am a person in a position of power. The fates of multitudes are mine to decide every day. I've been doing this for a long time. That's rather terrifying. What happened the other day was completely unlike anything I've ever experienced. It was a complete role reversal. I was incredibly fond of my body's reaction to that event. She's insane. She's talking like a comic book villain, and she's insane. I want more. I see. Naturally, I expect discretion, and I can't pay you directly. We wouldn't want either of us to go away for solicitation of prostitution. Then what are we discussing? I believe I mentioned I have a few loyal friends who don't ask questions. What would you say to... I'm all ears. You might find it useful to have someone like myself who owes you a favor. Damn, yes. She's right. Even just access to someone like her could be very useful. What would be expected of me? I'll give you my home address and a key. I would expect to see you at least once a month. I would never know when you're coming or what you'd do to me. Or what you would have me do to you. Do for you, rather. Do for you. So I just give you a surprise fuck once a month for as long as I'm in college? We can work out another sort of deal after you graduate. Of course, I would require that you show me what you can do here and now. You don't remember what happened last time? You were wearing a mask. I can't be 100% certain that you're the same person. How certain are you? Beyond the shadow of a doubt. Fuck me, was that a threat? I need a moment to think about this. I'll wait right here. If I do what she says, I don't have to worry about college tuition ever again. If I don't do what she says, I might end up in prison getting not roleplayed by a cellmate. It doesn't seem like I have any choice, but... Alright, say that I agree. What do you want? The courtroom is sealed and soundproofed. That seems excessive. The doors are bolted. The bailiff could be here in seconds if I hit the panic button. Oh dear, I seem to have left my panic button on the bench. I can make phone calls, record the audio, take photos. The Faraday cage is being installed next month. So anything that happens here today, no one will hear it, no one will see it, and no one will interrupt us. I could do anything to you. Exactly. What's your safe word? I don't want a safe word. I'm afraid I must insist. Fine, what are the conditions for a safe word? They are something easy for both parties to remember that can't be confused with a roleplay situation. So no help or stop. No, never fucking use those as safe words. Ordinarily, yes, but in a roleplay like this, you might want to say one of those. That's why you don't use those words. I see what you mean. Most of these kind of roleplays are non-con. It's simulated rape. So basically you're saying, no, please don't! You know, you can't do that because that's part of the roleplay there. So the usual safe words are yellow for stop this particular event and regroup are red for stop this event and I never want to see you again. Okay, I've chosen my safe word. What is it? Safe word. Not likely to come up in roleplay, easy for both parties to remember. Yeah, I guess that'll work. I can't imagine why anyone would choose anything else. She has a point. If someone just says safe word during the act, it's pretty much gonna sound off. You know, it has to be a word that sounds off. That said, are there any limits that I should know? No injuries to my face, no murdering me or putting me into a coma. Anything else I could explain away? Are you serious? Cutting, broken bones, whatever gets you off. Okay.
Broken bones.
Good, yeah, that's crazy. I don't think it'll get that far.
That's out there.
I know. There's a reason I picked you rather than pulling some maniac from a high security facility. Samia has good instincts. I've been waiting 2 years for her to find someone like you. I'm not sure if that's a compliment. Or an what now?
Get disbarred if you ever got caught.
Yeah. Or an indictment. Okay. Give me a moment. I've never done anything like this before. We both know that isn't true. I mean, yeah, but that was different. whenever you're ready, I suggest you start by grabbing my hair and either throw me over to the desk or onto the ground. You're not making it very easy for me to get into character. Would it help if I insulted you, you pissant, flaccid cunt face? No, that really doesn't help at all. That reminds me of the Monty Python. I came in here for an argument. I'm sorry, this is abuse. Well, okay, how do you want to do this? Throw her onto the desk. Yes! Or the floor. Desk or the floor? Where are we throwing her?
On the desk. You know, there's always a saying, the only reason I'd kick her out of bed is fuck her on the floor.
You won't be needing these anymore. My clothes! You destroyed them! Of course I did. What did you expect?
Yeah, I'm not gonna
not this. Prove it.
Hey.
Do you know the best part about this position? Oh God, no. Don't lie. You're gaping so wide you must have expected this. It's a medical condition. Lube. Please, lube. Ah!
No, don't stop. I think that's enjoyable for either party if there's no kind of lubrication.
Yeah, I agree.
Man.
Isn't this what you wanted?
You
yes, sir.
It's kind of grainy in
but
here.
Please, lube. How much do you want it? I'll do anything. Anything?
Yes,
she said. Okay. Clean it up. Lube it with
like
your
shit.
Mouth. Muffled.
She hadn't thrown up.
Please, are you gonna come already? You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Boy,
do it. Come on my face, coat my eyes, and shoot it up my nose.
She's not a long time kind of girl. She's like, hurry, dude.
I have other plans for you, fuck me. Wow! You know you're ugly as fuck. Liar. I know men want me, but you have an amazing ass. What? Oh!
Yeah, someone watches a lot of hardcore porn. The writer.
Yeah, the writer. I mean, he kind of devised all this. Is that what you had in mind?
Yes.
More.
There's a crack. She's, oh, my skull. No. Oh, you like
do you
it,
know what
you
are?
I'm hemorrhaging.
You're a three-holed whore slut. That doesn't work. You three-holed whore slut?
That sounds like a cowboy that drives into town, comes into saloon and says, I want your best three-holed whore slut you got. If I stab her in the stomach, there's four holes.
The only question is which hole I finish in. Ass or mouth?
Ass.
See, they need more porn with guitar solos. I'd watch more porn if it had guitar solos.
Damn it, Slash. Stop playing the guitar a minute. I'm trying to finish. No.
All right.
Wow.
That was something. You're telling me. I'm sorry, I don't know what came over me. I usually would never... You were perfect. You're everything I've come to expect. So what happens now? What do you think? I still think that the cops are going to burst in here at any moment and fit me up for an orange jumpsuit. Ha! That's something we'll have to... Huh? Sorry, that was just
kind
such
of vanilla.
Excellent fuck. I'm ready to fall asleep right here.
Vanilla? It's
no, 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 I know what vanilla
the
is,
woman
but...
wants to be dominated. Like, she has all this power
I
in the
thought vanilla was just straight up regular old non-hardcore sex.
Well, when I was in this other town going to school, a girl I knew was explaining it was, now, she may have had the wrong idea of what vanilla was.
Right.
But it was nice.
Right. Sorry, that was just such an excellent fuck. I'm ready to fall asleep right here. I'm glad that you're happy with the results.
Hey.
Don't worry about that. I'm extremely happy with the results. I plan to keep you around for a long, long time.
Which, psychologically, that works with women. Because think of it. She's a judge. She has all the power, but she wants it taken away.
Yeah, exactly. And when it is time to move on with my life, check the podium. There's a document for you there. Huh? What is this about?
Oh.
Keep that safe. I recommend a safe deposit box somewhere. Is that what I think it is?
Uh-huh.
A legal document absolving you of any guilt for our sexual endeavors, adventures for the next year. Is this legal? Of course. You signed this and even got it notarized? I've got loyal friends who don't ask questions. Wow, thanks. It's the least I could do. Now I feel bad about tearing up your clothes. That will be a little problematic, but it'll be exciting when I go to my car.
She's gonna wear a robe.
I guess that's not anytime soon. I'm just gonna nap here for a while. Everyone should be gone by the time I leave. Is that what my life has become?
Oh, Janitor Withers comes in. Oh! Has a heart attack, dies there. She gets manslaughter charges. You killed an innocent man with a bad heart. It was good, but it was bad at the same time.
It was the, I'm sure it was a, he died with a boner. He died with an erection. That was the first time he's had a, that's the first time he's had an erection in 24 years.
And he wakes up, there's a joke. Guy goes to nursing home. He wasn't happy about it. Son says, it's gonna be great. You'll love it. He goes, wakes up the next morning, he's got a heart on. Gorgeous nurse comes in, sucks him off, has sex with him, and then leaves, never says a word. He goes to the phone, hey, Dad, how you like it? He said, oh, it's great. I woke up this morning with a heart on, and nurse came in and had sex with me. He's like, oh, well, that's great. I'm glad you're enjoying it over there. Later that day, he's walking down the hall and falls. A big old muscly orderly comes out and fucks him in the ass, leaves him in a pile. He goes to the phone, son, you gotta get me out of here. This place is crazy. He's like, what's going on? He's like, I fell down. This male orderly came out and fucked me in the ass. And he said, well, you gotta take the bad with the good. This morning you had a hard on and got sex from a gorgeous woman. He's like, you don't understand, son. I get a hard on maybe like twice a year. I fall down 3 to 5 times a day.
Well, I guess it could be worse.
Could be a couple times a month at least, but...
Later that same evening...
You set a clock by my erections. It's a lunar leap year. Oh, shit.
So we've got all these girls in the pool now.
Oh, yeah.
Lydia told me to meet her here, at Nora's coffee shop. Why do I feel nervous? Probably because my girlfriend invited me to the place where I've been fucking other women. Hopefully Nora hasn't spilled the beans. No pun intended.
Yeah.
I should probably write down a list for Lydia of the women I've fucked, just so she doesn't find out about one by accident. I still have trouble believing that she's not jealous or angry that I'm messing around with other women. I guess I've lingered here long enough. Time to go see what Lydia has in store for me.
Hey.
Grim, I'm so glad you made it. Well, you know what Lydia gets off on. Hearing the sexcapades.
Yeah.
Your request is my command.
Needs to put that body to use.
You know, I want to go into a little bit of a rant. I was actually talking... There was an anime group, and they were talking about, like... animes or stuff that were too hardcore, and a lot of people said anything with rape or sex or violence, anything like that, was too much for them. And I said, man, this sounds like a Western fucking comment section. And I was like, I'm glad that you people don't know anything about roleplay or adult games, because you probably try to fucking change them, right? Yeah. And, you know, that finally, and there were some people that were talking about it, and then finally this one girl, she liked what I had to say. And then I scrolled down a little bit more, and this other girl, she says, like, the more fucked up and crazy, the better. And it's like, I want the most fucked up, craziest shit. And I was thinking, I was like, you know what? It's kind of that thing where people just have this fucking puritanism, almost like Matt Walsh comparing what to him.
He has dirty thoughts.
Well, I know that, but he's one of... They're these people that are so Puritan in their shit, like, oh my god, it's real, it's simulated rape, or it's murder, or violence, or gore. It's like, okay, like, I understand some people don't like those things, but they're not consenting. Okay, they're not fucking real.
It's not real.
It's not real.
It's the same thing, like, as the naughty nurse.
You don't...
You get your girlfriend the outfit, she wears it, you play a role.
The bad thing about it, this is a group for people that like older anime. So they're around our age.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I figured that the people here wouldn't be a bunch of fucking pussies. No, you know, no pun intended, there were women there. But a lot of people were just really fucking, oh, I can't stand this. Like, Berserk, I wish it wasn't drawn in such a rapey way. I wish there was... It's like, first of all, Berserk isn't for you to begin with. When Berserk first came out, it was, you know, I remember reading the manga early on. It was niche. Not a lot of people liked anime. It was 2001, right? Yeah. So it wasn't really that popular and all that. I was only 18 years old when I first read Berserk. So it was like...
Manga?
Yeah, the manga.
Yeah, manga.
So... I mean, I'm like, look, it wasn't supposed to be something that normies were supposed to figure out anyway. They weren't supposed to get into Berserk. They weren't supposed to find out about all this kind of stuff. That's why I said, I hope you guys never find out about Eroge. One person asked about what it was, and she said, well, now that I've read the description, I don't think I'd ever want to play any of these games. And I'm like, great! Good! And please make sure that nobody else that likes this... everybody else that doesn't like this material never plays it. Well, never touches it. If you don't like the material, please stay away from it. If you don't like...
You'll never read Shakespeare or other classical
works. Well, yeah, but I'm just saying that people that don't like this material, like, you know, Fetish Locator or any of the other games we've played, if you don't like sex in your media... But don't watch it. Don't play it. But please, do not censor it. Do not tell us what we need to like. Because that's not what I'm going for.
Several Greek mythologies and... they don't always call them stories, per se. Like the Iliad. They almost...
You know, I was
almost
telling...
their Bible, because it introduces gods and different things into it.
And I was telling one of my female friends just today... I told her, I said, oh, you like to watch, basically I said, one thing I've realized lately is that, you know, as a degenerate, you have to find other degenerates, because the world doesn't understand shit like this. They don't fucking get it. You have to find your people. A lot of folks get really Puritan and immoral on this shit. And she said, that's true. She said, that's so true. And I said, I'm just fucking tired of it. And she says, yeah, me too. Everything is offended about everything, seems like. And I said, yeah, too much. And I said, it's getting on my nerves. Oh, you like to watch this crazy shit, so you can't be trusted around kids. No, fuck you. It's called being a human being and knowing when to turn that off. I'm an uncle. I've had to watch kids before. Just because I'm in the crazy shit doesn't mean I'm so goddamn unhinged that I'm a threat to kids. That's the kind of bullshit I'm talking about here. Someone on the internet who knows jack shit about me will say that stuff, right? That's the problem. You got people on the internet, oh, because you're into this kind of content, surely you can't be trusted around children, or you might be a pervert, and it's like, okay, so fine, I am a degenerate, but guess what? That doesn't mean you don't fucking just switch that off. Like, the person that likes the horror movies and the gore and blood and guts and stuff, which I like that kind of stuff too, but it doesn't mean I'm gonna, like, watch it with kids or tell kids it's cool or, you know, stuff like that. You know, because that's just how I am. I don't... There's stuff for kids and there's stuff for adults. That's how it's always been. That's how I was raised.
I'll keep it up. I gotta go piss again.
But anyway, we're gonna go ahead and end this right here, because we've showed you guys enough for now. This is a longer game. It's... Definitely not as short as the first fetish locator was. So there's a lot more going on, and you know, you're seeing a lot of hot sex scenes. This is damn near a porn at this point. And there's just the way the dev is making it. Obviously, there's games like Chasing Sunsets with a hell of a lot more story banter, but this one doesn't have it. So, at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grim's Uncanny Valley with more Fetish Locator.